The talk's called On Hell and Hungry Ghosts. And Padmadaka said to me beforehand, you know, Padmadaka's born and bred in Dublin. He said to me, oh gosh, it's not going to be like James Joyce and the portrait of the artist as a young man, where the preacher on the Catholic retreat gave a fire and brimstone talk on hell. I hope not. Probably be riots if I tried that one. So yesterday we looked at bardos. We had an overview of the six bardos: the bardo of life, the bardo of dream, the bardo of meditation, the bardo of the moment of death, the bardo of reality, and the bardo of taking rebirth. And we saw that bardo means in between, intermediate, between two. That bardo is a space, an opening where the old, the habitual, the conditioned has been disrupted, broken up. And in that space, there's a possibility for something new to arise. There's the possibility for great spiritual progress, for enlightenment itself to arise. But although the conditioned, although the habitual has broken up, although there's a very real possibility for lasting change, for transformation, the old habits, the old sanskaras, as they're called, the old karmic forces, the old habit energies, the vasanas generated by previous actions start to make themselves felt, start to reassert themselves. In the bardo, reality opens up, but we pull away, we're pulled back by the gravitational pull, as it were, of our old habits. And the whole of the Tibetan Book of the Dead is about just this. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is a kind of drama about the conflict between reality and unreality, between enlightenment and ignorance, between Buddhahood and samsara, between the five Buddhas, the mandalas of the five Buddha families, and the six realms of conditioned existence. And this is depicted powerfully, vividly, in the bardo of reality, the bardo of Dharmata. The bardo of Dharmata. This is the bardo, the space that opens up after you've died, after you've swooned away from the clear light of the void. Reality displays itself and reaches out to us. And I'm going to read now from the Bardo Tudol itself. And remember, this is the Lama, the spiritual guide, speaking to us, speaking to the dead person, guiding us, urging us in the intermediate state between death and rebirth. And I'm going to read what is said, what is read to the deceased on the second day of the Bardo. O child of Buddha nature, listen without distraction. On the second day, the purity of the entire element water will arise in the form of white light. At that time, from the Eastern Buddha field of manifest joy, the transcendent Lord Akshobhya Vajrasattva will dawn before you, his body blue in colour, holding in his right hand a five-pronged Vajra, seated on an elephant throne and embraced by his consort, Buddha Lochana, together with his retinue, shining before you within the space of rainbow light. A brilliant white light, indicative of the mirror-like wisdom, white and dazzling, radiant and clear, will emanate from the heart of Akshobhya Vajrasattva, and it will shine piercingly before you, at the level of your heart, with such brilliance that your eyes cannot bear it. Together with this wisdom light, a dull, smoky light, indicative of the hell realms, will also dawn before you and touch your heart. At that time, under the sway of aversion, you wish to turn away in fear and terror from the bright white light and come to perceive the dull, smoky light of the hell realms with delight. Do not delight in the dull, smoky light. This dull light is the inviting path of the negative obscurations caused by your own deep aversion, which you yourself have generated. If you become attached to it, you will fall into the realms of hell. This dull light is an obstacle blocking the path to liberation. Do not look at it. Be devoted to the white light, radiant and dazzling. Focus intensely on the transcendent Lord, Akshobhya Bhadrasattva. It gives you a good idea of Tolldale, beautifully translated by Gyurme Dorje.